The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadi Het. Today's Daf is being studied in Nishmat Marat Zekenatiya Fabatzara. Bede'inun Nishmat B'Avram Ben Esteru Hashem Tenihem B'Gan Eden Amen. Kede Rabba. Like Rabba said. De'amar Rabba. Rabba said. Maneli B'Yadecha. Okay, guy comes along and says, Yomi 100. Bala Omer, En Lecha B'Yadi Ela 50. Hey, listen. He's modeh b'miksata ta'ana. Modeh b'miksat means, and I only owe you 50. Now Rava holds, well, we're going to see now, that once I already come along and say, I only owe you 50, so now I'm modeh b'miksat. Now we know the Torah says, when a person's modeh b'miksata ta'ana, modeh b'miksat means, I'm admitting to some, and then on the other spot, I'm denying. So then he's hayav shivu'ah. Swear that you don't know the end. This case is a little different. He says, "Vashear eni yodeya." Rabba holds, even if on the side of the other 50, he doesn't say, "I don't know it." Even if he says, "I really don't know about the other 50," still that's considered a modeh b'miksat, which according to the Torah should be hayav a shivu'ah. However, mitoch she'enu yachol lishava, but since he cannot swear, mishalim.
Oh.
So now we're learning that in any yodeya also can bring a shivu'ah of a modem miksat on a person. Once already you tell me that, I have a way to learn our Mishnah. Mashkachat la resha. I can explain the resha, the first two cases of our Mishnah. Let's just review the first two cases ourselves. The first two cases were half a day this and half a day that, and then one day this and one day that. Those were the first two cases of our Mishnah, the Resha. I'll tell you the case was like this. Mashkachat the Resha, bibit. The Resha is with two animals, like we'll see. And the Sefa, that's the last case of the Mishnah, Bishalosh, is talking about three cows. That gives us to explain everything. Resha, bibit. Which means, now, I want you to appreciate how we're already making the case complicated. Till now, it's very easy. It's one cow, half a day was a renter, half a day was a shoel, the animal died, I'm coming along and saying, Mefkid is saying, Bari, he's coming and saying, Shim, very easy. Now, we got to create a case where the Nifkad will be Hayav Shivu'ah, and he can't make the Shivu'ah, and as a result that he can't make the Shivu'ah, Mishalim, nothing to do with Bari Vishim. It's got to do with the general rule. If you got to swear and you can't swear, you got to pay. Let's see. Resha bebet v'sefa begim. Resha bebet. The Resha is talking about shtayim. It's two animals. He gave him two cows. Damale bet parot masalti lecha. I gave you two cows. Palge de yoma b'sheila upalga de yoma b'schirut. Right, half a day was renting, half a day was she'elah, borrowing. Iname, or for that matter, had yoma b'she'elah, the had yoma b'schirut. Good, those are the first two cases of the Mishnah. Umetu tarvayu b'idan she'elah. So he comes along and says, and both of those died at the time that you were a borrower. So he's claiming you owe me everything. You owe me two cows. Ve'amar le'shoel, so the shoel comes along and says, listen, Hada in bi'idan she'ela meta. I cannot argue. On one of them, you're definitely right. Bingo. What does that turn him into? A modeh b'miksat. And on the other one, he says vi'idach lo yadana. I really don't know in bi'idan she'ela meta. I don't know if it died at the time that I was a shoel. Ve'im bi'idan sichirut meta. Demitok she'eno yachol lishava meshalem. Since he cannot swear, because he doesn't know, he's saying, I don't know. How can he swear? So the deen is, once already you can't swear, then already the deen is, you have to pay. So that's the way of Nachman's, we learn the Mishnah. He'll have to learn a case where there's a shivu'ah on him, no shivu'ah possible, therefore you have to make a payment. So comes again what Ron says.
You're looking at one transaction, not two transactions. The two cows.
Yeah, it's the same guy. Right, you get one guy, two cows to use. Yeah. The sefa and the sefa, that's the last case in the Mishnah. What's the third case in the Mishnah? The third case in the Mishnah was two cows at the same time. Right? Two cows, one was she'ela and one was sechirut. So that case over there, you're going to have to say begimal. You're going to have to say that originally it started off with three cows. How? Da'amar le, gimal parot natati lecha. I gave you three cows, he says. Bet b'she'ela ve'echat b'schirut. He says two of them were loans, and one of them was schirut. Umetu hanitarti d'she'ela. So he's coming along and saying, you owe me two cows. Which means, one of them I agreed. One of them is no problem. But the two that died, they were both the ones that were borrowed, and therefore you got to pay me. Ve'amar le'sho'el im. And he comes along and says, you're right. Hada d'she'ela meta. Bingo, he's in with Debbie Mixat already. I agree. One of them was a she'ela. Idach lo yadana id she'ela meta. I don't know if the she'ela one died, udekaima deschiruti, and the one that's alive is the one of sechirut, or the opposite. Id sechirut meta, the had the kaima, and the one that's alive, the she'elahi. Betoch she'enu yacholi shava meshalem. So therefore, we created a scenario according to Rav Nachman, where the Mishnah makes perfect sense. You just have to create a modeh b'miksat scenario in the first three cases, then make a shivua on him, and the chadush over here is you have to go according to the avad that says in any yodeya can bring the shivua on him. Because it's a machloket. Some say the only time you hayav in a modeh b'miksat the shivua is where the guy comes along and says, I only owe you 50 and I don't owe you the other 50. Oh, then you hayav a shivua. Some say by saying, well, I don't know, that doesn't bring a shivua on you. That's why the Gemara had to start off, the amar rava. Because Rava's shita is that even in any yodeya could put a shivua on the person. Okay. Let's just read some of these rashis over here. Tap rashi kamashkahatla. Esek shivua dematnitin resha bebet parot vesefa begimal. Resha dekaat ledina alayom or alasha'a. The first two cases where the safek is either which day it was or which time of the day it was. Lo metukma bepara ahat. You can't learn the case talking about one cow. Me'ikara ela bebet. You have to say, because you have to make more demi miksat. Umetu vezetov o al bet. He's claiming you owe me two. Ve'ala modelo be'achat shu mechuyav lo dameha. Ve'hi hamibi'ato netchayev shivua ala shiniya shetoen. The fact that he admits on one, that brings him to the shivua to the other one, which is a regular modeh b'miksat. Shetoin eni yodeya, im hayav im lav, umetok shenu yechod yishava, mishadim. Okay. Very good. Okay. Stop here for a second in Nashi. Now let's go one step further in the Gemara. Ulrami bar Hamma. According to Rami bar Hamma, oh, what does he hold? Find the place. Or Rami bar Hamad Amar, Dalid Shomrim, Tzrichim Kefira b'Miksat, VeHoda'a b'Miksat. Okay, there is a shita of Rami bar Hamad. We all know the Dalid Shomrim. Shomer Hanam, Shomer Sachar, Shoel, and Socher. Okay? Let's talk about, for example, the Shomer Hanam. Shomer Hanam is Patur on Gereva b'Aveda. That means if it got stolen, basically all he has to do is swear that he didn't steal it, lo shalach bayad, he wasn't a posheya, and he's going to be off the hook. Shomer sachar, for that matter, will make a swear, he's hayav on gerivah ba'aveda. He'll have to make a swear on the onus. Onus is patur. Which means basically, whatever you're patur on, that's what you have to make the swear to become patur. Rami bar Hamma has a very interesting shita. He holds that when it comes to making the swear of the Shomrim, he says like this. It has to be in the case where he's admitting partially and he's kofir partially. Which means, otherwise, he's not hayav shivua. You're going to hear the case in a minute. I'm just giving you the rule. For a shomer to be obligated to shivua, he's got to be modeh al pashi, yeah, I owe you. On another part, he has to say, I don't owe you. And on the other part, he has his ptur of onus. Take example, for argument's sake, three cows. You have three cows, guys, a shomer hanan. Okay? Or shomer sachar, let's say, or shoel. Let's say shomer sachar is shoel. Shomer sachar is patur on onus. Okay? So the guy comes along and says, hey, you owe me three cows. So the shomer comes along and says, well, one of them, yes, I agree, I owe you. It's by me, I'm going to give it to you. Okay. One of them, I don't know what you're talking about. So that already makes him a modeh b'miksad. And the third one, onus. And I have to give you the onus one. So that's the only way a shomer is going to make a shivua, where he's modeh on one, he's kofer on one, and then he wants to use his ptur on the other one. Okay, that's the shita of Rami Bar Hamma. He learns it from the Rashot. Now, according to Rami Bar Hamma, now you have to make a new case over here, because if you're just going to learn like the last opinion, there's no shivua, because all he's doing is it's two cows. He's modeh on one and he's kofer on one. That's not enough. You need to modeh on one, to kofir on one, and then have your ptur as a shomer on one. So therefore, give me a case according to Rami Bar Hamma that the Mishnah is going to be obligating you with shivua, and you can't make the shivua because you're in your daya, and therefore you're going to be a hayav a shivua, and you can't make the shivua, you're going to be hayav v'shalim. Okay, so the Gemara is going to explain Rami Bar Hamma. Right? The Gemara is going to—it's adjusting the case again. Read again. Rami Bar Hamma, the Amar, Dalit Shomrim, all the four Shomrim, including a Shomer Sechar and a Shoel, Tzrichim Kefira b'Miksat, they have to kofer partially, VeHoda'a b'Miksat, and also they have to be modeh b'Miksat as well in order to mechayev a Shivua. The first two cases are three cows, and the third case is four cows. And the Gemara explains. Resha begimal. That's the first two cases. That's different days. One is a shoel day, and one is a socher day, and different parts of the day, half and half. Damar legimal parot natati lecha. So I gave you three cows. Palge de yoma b'shela, palge de yoma b'shirut. Ina mehad yoma b'shela, vehad yoma b'shirut. Either I split the day up or the days themselves were different days, right? Umetu gimal kulehu b'idan she'ela. He's coming and say, you owe me three cows. They all died at the time of she'ela. Ve'amale shoel. Shoel comes along and says, no. Hada lo ayu devarim me'olam. Okay, so one is kofir totally. One, he says, one of them, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Give me two.
Which means you never even gave me three. So therefore he's kofer on the whole item. Behada in Beidan She'ela Meta. Yeah, one modeh. It died at the time of the She'ela. Veidach lo yadana I Beidan She'ela Meta. Ve Beidan Sikirut Meta. And the third one, he's an Eni Yodea. I don't know if it's an honest that I'm Hayavan or an honest that I'm Patura. So that's the case where according to Rami Bar Hamma, he's going to have to make a shivua. It's not enough just to come along and say, I owe you one, and I don't know about the other. According to Rami Bar Hamma, you won't make a shivua now. You have to say, I owe you one, and on the other one, I don't owe you. I never happened. Oh, so you're a modeh and a kofir.
Why did he say that?
That's a shita.
Why can he say that?
Again, his shita is by Shomrim that in order to be hayav a shivua, you need to be modeh and kofir. So you need three cows.
But why can't he say on the second cow that it definitely died not at that time?
No, that's not the case, because there's a bari then.
One died
there's
at that
a
time, one didn't
again,
die at that
there's
time.
A bari then. There's a bari and a bari. We want a bari and a shim. The bari and the shim, we don't want bari and shim, because we're not playing with bari and shim, obviously. But we want a case where he's in yodaya. That's what I meant to say. Because the Mishnah's case is in yodaya. You can't make the case where he does know. So he's coming along and saying, one cow... I agree with you. It died, she'ela. I'm going to pay it. One cow, I don't know what you're talking about. It never even starts. He's kofir. Bingo. A shomer that's kofir and modeh has to pay, has to make a shivua. And then he comes up, and the third one, that's the eniyodeya. Umito meta. Temitok shenu yachodi shava mishalim. Now let's go to the third case. What's the third case? Third case, as the Mishnah says, it was two cows. There was two cows. They gave one for she'ela and one for schirut. So to make that case work, Kodesh got to create four cows. Now, sefa bedalid. The amar le dalid parot natati lecha. He said, listen, I gave you four cows. Gimal b'she'ela, three of them I lent you. Hada b'schirut. And one of them was b'schirut. Umetu hana gimal d'she'ela. And he comes along and says, all three that died, those are the ones that were she'ela, and therefore you owe me three cows. Amar le shoel, of course, what does the shoel come along and say? Hada lo hayu devarim me'olam. One of them, I don't know what you're talking about. And then we even got it, so right away he's kofir on one. Ve'hada in d'she'ela meta. Very good, now you have a shavua. Because he's modeh on one, and he's kofir on one. And the third one, he doesn't know. Ve'idach lo yadana it. The idach, no, it's not two more. He's saying I took three. Yeah. He's kofir on one.
Even the kofir one, he said three.
He's saying I gave you four, and three of them died b'she'ela. So we're not discussing the one, which means even the claimant is not claiming the one b'schirut. The one b'schirut, I know I cannot claim for you. So our discussion is about three.
Okay.
So he says you owe me three. Three died be'onis, and onis and she'ela is chayav. He could hold it. First of all, one of them I agree died. But the other one, I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't give it to me. So therefore, we got one animal left that we're discussing, and that animal I don't know. I don't know what happened. And therefore, the idach lo yadana idis chirut meta. I don't know if the chirut one died. Udekaima the she'ela, and the one that's alive is the day of the she'ela or the or animal of the she'ela or the she'ela meta or the she'ela died. And the schirut was, I don't know, those animals, I don't know which one died. Because you have two left, and I don't know which one is the schirut one, and the she'ela, they're from Sefek. So that's basically, we have three ways to learn this Mishnah, in conclusion. You have Rav Huna's way, simple. Bari v'shem, bari adif. The bari always wins, and nothing to talk about. Then you have Rav Nachman's way, where bari doesn't win. The Tana Bari is not strong. So you need to create a case where there's a Shivua on the guy. How do you create a Shivua on the guy? Make it a Modeh B'Miksat case. Make it a Modeh B'Miksat. What's Modeh B'Miksat? A guy claims you owe me two. He comes back and says, well, one of them I know I owe you. The other one I'm not sure. I'm not sure is a Modeh B'Miksat according to Rava. Put a Shivua on him. He can't make the Shivua because he's in Yodaya. And therefore, he has to be Mishalim. That's the way Rav Nachman will learn. And the last shita called the Rami Bar Hama, not so simple to make a modeh b'miksat, because you're dealing with a shomer over here. For a shomer to be hayav shivua, you have to be modeh b'miksat, kofer b'miksat, and then you have your ta'ana, and your safek. And therefore, you have a suk shivua, you have shivua, and if we cannot make the shivua, therefore it's going to be hayav deshalem. Now let's read the bottom Rashi. Ulrami, Kotrami, Damar Dalit Shomrim, there are four Shomrim. And what? Bishbuot Ta'amurot Behem, the Shivuot that applied to the four Shomrim, Kegon, Shomer Hanam, Vishava, Shinigneva. Right? Shomer Hanam is Patu from Geneva. The bottom is she on Tzadir. A Shomer Hanam is Patu from Geneva. But he cannot just walk away. He has to make a Shivuot. Correct? To be patur. Shomer sachar li shaba sheneinsa. Or a shoel even. Shoel li shaba shemeta memelachta. Even a shoel has a patur. What's the patur of a shoel? Meta mahmat melacha. So even a shoel would make a shivua. When the guy comes along and says, hey, the animal died. He says, hey, died when it was working. Okay, swear. Tzirichin kefira. But he holds not enough to be modeh on something, you also need a kefira in order to make the shivua. Alma b'dekamar ba'inan kefira ולא אמרינן סליחין הודאה במקסת. He didn't say הודאה במקסת. It's worse. You need to be kofet. In the first shita, we just said הודאה במקסת. I owe you one. The other one, I don't know. That's הודאה במקסת. Here is something you need more. You need to say one, I owe you. The other one, you never gave me. I don't know what you're talking about.
שמה מינה, אף על גב דשייכה בהו שבועת שומרים, בלא שום כפירה, לא משפיעין לשבועת שומרים עד דכפר כפירה אחריתי.
Which means, you have to be כופר another of the animals.
כגון, לא היו דברים מעולם.
That's the Adam. It never happened.
או, החזרתי לך.
Or, I gave it to you back. Therefore, it's off the table. We're not even discussing it.
ולדידי, לא מחייב שבועה ההודאה בלא כפירה.
Right. ההודאה, without a כפירה, is not going to bring a שבועה.
ואיני יודע לאו כפירה היא.
Right. When a guy comes along and says, well, I owe you one, and the other one, I don't know. This rabbi here, Rami Bar Hama, says, I don't know is not a כפירה. Therefore, I don't know is not going to bring a שבועה.
והד רבה לטלה.
He doesn't hold of Rava's deen by saying any yodeya that it's going to bring a shivua.
Ela imken amar lo hamishim yesh v'nun hashniim miksat lo ayu devarim me'olam u'miksat any yodeya.
Take it by money. Fifth, guys, you owe me 100. If it's 50, I owe you. On the other 50, 25 of it, I don't even know what you're talking about. So therefore, it's kofer on part. And the other 25, I'm not sure. So therefore, that would be a case where Rami Bar Hama would say,
"Make a shvua, mashkahat le'esik shvuat dematnitin resha begimel parot v'sefa bedaled."
Very good.
The Rami Bar Hama lo mashma le kiyava ze belo kifira kloma ze emet v'ze lo yidu v'nevadam aval ze ani hayav v'ze ani yodeya inignab o shnebad shmei chanam lo mashma le kiyu ze.
Okay. So therefore, we have three ways of learning. We're very good. We continue the Gemara. We go on to the next part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah.
Ze omer she'ula, ve'ze omer sechura. Yeshava socher she'sechura meta.
Okay, what's the case over here?
You have baris.
Everybody's a bari.
The mafkid comes along and says, I'm for sure it was the she'ula that died. You owe me. Honest on she'ula. You owe me. The other guy, the nifkad, what does he say? He says, I'm telling you, it was the sechura. Sechura is the patura on this. Bari the bari. What do we say happens in that case? Yeshava socher. Let the socher swear she sechura meta. That the sechura died, it will be patur. Comes the Gemara and says, what is this case of it? How do we understand, how are we to understand this scenario? Why would it be hayav to make a shivua?
Okay. Now I'm going to read a little.
In the first case in the Mishnah, Ledaat Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan, we made the case over here, where it was a Modeh B'Miksat case. That was one of the ways of learning. I owe you one, and on the other one, I'm not sure. Ah, Modeh B'Miksat, Hayav Shivua, can't make a Shivua, therefore we said Hayav Neshalim. That's very good. So I can explain this case over here of the Bariz in the same way, which means, he brought three cows. Two of them were borrowed, and one of them beschirut, and two of them died. The mafkid comes along and says the two that died were the two she'elot ones, and therefore you owe me two cows. And the shomer comes along and says, listen, one of them I'm modeh. However, the other one, he's to'en clearly that he doesn't owe it, that he doesn't owe it over there. That's the Sechura one. So therefore, we understand the case of the Mishnah. He's Hayav Shivua. He cannot make a... I'm sorry, he's Hayav Shivua because he's Modeh B'Miksat and Kofer B'Miksat, and therefore Yishava, and therefore no problem. So again, the way we learned the earlier Shitot are create a case where he's Hayav Shivua. So we'll create the same case over here. Two or three, he says, one of them I agree, the other one I don't know, or I don't know, and I'm telling you, the other one, you didn't even give me, so he's kofet. Make it work out where he's hayav shivua. No problem. Once he says Hayav Shiva, so swear. It's the same case over here. It's nothing to do with Bari and Bari. He holds once the Shomer has to make a Shiva, then already he's got to make a Shiva, otherwise he has to pay. However, according to the other rabbi, the first rabbi, which was Rav Huna, he learned the Mishnah's Bari Veshemeh. That was the first case of the Mishnah.
Wow.
Bari Veshemeh, Bari Adif. Now, Bari, Bari, why should I have to make a Shiva? I'm just as Bari as your Bari. And there's no Hayuf Shiva on me. It's a simple case. You're coming along and saying, I'm telling you it was the borrowed one. And you're coming just as certain and saying, I'm telling you it was the rented one. Why do I have to make a Shiva? If anything, on the contrary, you're trying to take money out of me. You have to bring the proof on you. And don't tell me that your claim is better than my claim. You're a buddy and I'm a buddy. So how do you learn it according to that shita? So the Gemara says, Ve'amai, ma she'te'ano lo hoda'lo, o ma she'hoda'lo lo te'ano. Let's learn the first part, first line. Ma she'te'ano, what he's claiming, lo hoda'lo, which means, I'm claiming she'ela, and you're claiming schirut, which means it's not about debe miksat. Normally, what you're claiming, I'm also agreeing. That's what the miksat is. You're claiming 100. I'm saying, you're right. The 100, yeah, I agree with you, 50, and then another 50. Shiva. Here, what you're claiming, I'm denying. So therefore, there's no shiva in such a case. Which means you're claiming me A, and I'm claiming B. There's no shiva when there's two different ta'anot. If we're both talking about the same 50 and the same 100. We're just arguing. You say it's 100, I say it's 50. Ah, that's what it makes out. Here, what you're claiming A, I'm saying it's B. There's no Hayuv Shivu'a on that scenario. So therefore, according to Rav Huna, has he learned that case of the Mishnah? Why is it that he has to make a Shivu'a and pay? Now the Gaon de Vilna takes out the second part. Uma Shehudalo lo ta'anu. We'll go with the Gaon's text over here. If you look at the Gaon, he takes it out. Okay. So therefore, again, we're trying to figure out the first two cases over here of the Mishnah. How do we have an understanding? Amar Ula al yedei Gilgul. The Amale ishtabali izumihat dechedarka meta. Umigu de mishtaba de chedarka meta, mishtaba name de skura. Okay, let's go back to Aru. Meta. De skura meta. Gilgul Shivua. What is Gilgul Shivua? You have some people, they're in a situation like this, Bari ve Bari, there's no Shivua. But we have a rule that says once already you bring him around to make a Shivua on something that he has to, you could stick in other items, even though he would not be obligated, now he's obligated. Gilgul, it drags the Shivua in. In this case, what happened? He's saying, I'm telling you, Bari, it was the Socher one that died. He's trying to get off the hook. He's trying to claim onus. The other guy's saying, what are you talking about? It was the Shoel one that died. He's trying to claim that you owe me for the onus. Now, on your claim that you want to say it's schirut, swear to me that it died kedarka, that you didn't do anything that already you have to swear, which is okay, good, according to you, a regular guy who claims schirut that the animal died, maybe he did something negligent to it, so you're going to have to swear. So once already that he's going to swear shivu'at the shomer that the animal died regular, so now already he has to make a shivua that indeed it was the sechura one. Once I can megalgel you according to your claim a shivua that you have to make, now I can throw a shivua that you normally would not have to make.
Why can't you force to take the first one?
You're claiming the sechirut. Good, so you want to be patur. Good, so make a shivua that regular sochir that comes along and says honest, you got to make a shivua. So good, make the shivua. Ah, once you make that shivua, now swear that it was sechirut. Ah, and if he doesn't want to make that shivua, then he's going to have to pay. So therefore, we're going to make the case where it was through a gilgul shivua. I continue some a quote from our Mishnah. Ze omer inu yodea, ve ze omer inu yodea. We said in the Mishnah that if you both have two cases of shimme, which means the mafkid says, I don't know which animal died,
And the Shomer says, I also don't know which animal died. They both Shimme. So in that case over there, the deen is they split it, and he has to pay half. So the deen is Hamani. Who's that going like? Sumchusi, that's following the Shittah of Sumchus, the Amar, Mamon, Mutab Safek, Holkin, famous rule of Sumchus. Whenever you have money, that's Mutab Safek, that's in a quandary, it's in a Safek, the deen is, you split it. So that's the same deen over here. Since they're both Shemmes, they're both not sure on the claim, so therefore you split it. Chams Gavarana begins a host of questions. Ba'er bi Ababar Mamal. Now let's go back to a rule that we've learned earlier, we spent a lot of time on it, that the rule is if you have a Shomer, and the Ba'alim are with the Shomer, and something happens to the item, the owner, the Ba'alim, the Shomer is patur. Ba'alav emmo lo yishalem, which means if the Ba'alim are with him, he does not have to pay. So now the Gemara is going to give some questions of Ba'alav emmo, when the owner is with him, but in different scenarios. Rab Abba Bar Mamal She'ela bi-Ba'alim, which means he borrowed the item with the owner. So right away from the borrowing standpoint, if even if let's say the animal, something happens to it, he's patur, because the Ba'al Avimu. However, Sechara Shelo Beba'alim. Then after the She'ela was over, he renewed the deal, this time through Sechara, renting it, but the Ba'alim were not around at the time. So the question is going to be like this. Mau, Mi Amrinan She'ela Lehude Kaima, V'Skirut Lehude Kaima. Do you say it's two separate items? The she'ela was finished. You made meshicha on the animal, so you were koneh the animal for the she'ela, and that was with ba'alim. Yeah. Once the ba'alim term ends, now when you renew the item as a renter, as schirut, so now you didn't have to make a meshicha. Now you have kinyan chased. It's in your chased already. So therefore, this new kinyan chased that you made is a new item. And therefore, it breaks the she'ela. Therefore, and at the time of the schirut, there was no ba'alim. Therefore, if something happens now, you're going to be on the hook. So like honest or something happens, you're going to be hayav on the animal. It's considered the ba'alim went out there. So you hayav whatever renter is hayav. Or dilma, or do you say sichirut b'she'ela meshach sheicher? Or do you say no? It's a continuation to the she'ela. It's still connected to the she'ela. Da'am mechayev b'geneva v'aveda. Because there's certain things that you hayav in she'ela that you still hayav in sochir. A shoel is hayav in geneva v'aveda, obviously. And a sochir also is hayav in geneva v'aveda. So since part of the same obligations are on you, that were on you before, so therefore I can consider the original meshicha that you made for she'ela, that's a continuation all the way through the schirut. So therefore, it's considered ba'alav emor. Even though at the time of the schirut, you didn't actually have the ba'alim there. Doesn't matter. Since your liability, that's the point, your liability is the same to a certain degree. So therefore, when you made the meshicha for she'ela, it continues all the way. And that, you did it with ba'alim. So if it continues all the way through the schirut, therefore you'll be patur. Let's read that in Rashi now. It says, she'ela be'ba'alim. It's all the way up. Like one third of the way down. She'ela be'ba'alim, the kodem she'haziram, before you returned it, hazar v'sechra, meaning you went and you re-rented it now. U'bishat sechirato lo ya emo b'melachto. And at that time, the owner was not there b'melacha. V'nigneba o avda, and she says clearly. And then it got stolen b'mischirut mau. So that's a very good point. That she's pointing out, it got stolen or got lost. Because stolen and lost, really, you were hayav already from the beginning. Sichirut didn't add anything new to the Geneva Aveda. It just, if anything, continuing. And if I could argue, since at the time of the Meshichah, the Shela, the owner was there, so now you just extended it, so Sichirut is Shayach to the She'ela Legabe Geneva Aveda, therefore you'll be patur. That's one side. So that she says, Mi'amrinan, do you say, this is the first side, Sichirut lechuda kaima. Sichirut stands separately. Umilta aharita hi. It's a separate Kenyan. Now, fagav dechi mashach lam ikara bebealim. Even when you made meshicha, the owner was there. Vetulo adar mashach la. Now you don't have to make a meshicha anymore. Mechayev le debish. You still be chayav. Debishat sechirut bereshuto aita. Because at the time the sechirut was already in his reshut. Velo mechsera meshicha vekani chasero. Ba'amira, all you do is have to chaser kibikone. Olam kenyan achariti. Vishalom. Now it's a new kenyan. You have meshicha b'sheela. Now the sheela is over. So now the guy comes to him and says, okay, brother, I want to extend my contract. The guy, okay, no problem, you can be a socher now. How do I make the kinyan? I don't have to touch it. So my chaser. My chaser is going to be kone. So do I look at it? Two separate kinyanim. This was meshicha, b'she'ela, and now I got the chaser working different time, they're separate things. And therefore, since the sikhirut was done without ba'alim, so therefore it's going to be hayav. That's one side of the question.
He's not really extending. He was a borrower, and now he's a renter.
Right. Which is he's not extending at all. This is the first side of the question. It's not an extension. That this is a mishicha for this, and this is a new item. This stands alone, and this stands alone. The second side wants to look at it as an extension. The Gemara says, second Magrashi, Odilma sechirut b'she'ela meshach sheicha. It's still connected. Why? Kol chiyuve socher, all the obligations of socher, which are geneva ve'aveda, yeshnan b'shoel. They apply to shoel. Ve'lo hosif klum. You didn't add anything extra by being a socher. If anything, you went down. You have less obligation. Umahmat mishicha rishna ba'ulo ba'u ba'alim hu patur. Which means the geneva aveda. When did it hit? When was the obligation of the geneva aveda? The second amendment, she'ela, and there was ba'alim. Therefore, even though now you turned into a socher, the geneva aveda was already from the beginning. Therefore, I consider it ba'alav emo, and therefore you'll be patur. Those are the two sides. So comes the Gemara and says, imtim se'lomar. If you want to say Sechira b'she'ela meshach sheiche, if you want to push it this question according to the second side and say really she'ela, the she'ela is connected to the sechirut is connected to the she'ela, and if it's considered ba'alav emo, sachra b'ba'alim. Now the reverse case. First you had sechirut. Guy made meshicha on the animal, he's a socher. Sha'ala, and the owners were there, so therefore he'd be patur. Sha'ala shelo beba'alim. And now he did she'ela. He became a borrower. Mao. She'ela b'schirut vaday lo shaycha. Which means, she'ela b'schirut, the obligations of a she'ela are more than the obligations of a socher. Which means, so therefore you cannot say, it's like whatever he was hayav already now, continues. No, already it's much more of a chayuv. She'elas hayav be'onis. He has a much more obligation. Therefore maybe you cannot connect and say, yeah, it's all part of the original sechirut. No, now you upgraded. You became a shoel. Now you have much more liability. So that you cannot say it's connected. Or dilma, kevan deshaycha b'miksat. Or do you say, well, partially they're the same. Meaning, Girevav Avedaz Hayav in Sukhir, and Girevav Avedaz Hayav in Shoel. So, since partially they're the same liability, Kemande Sheikha Bikuladam. We consider it a Shayach, the whole thing, and therefore it's considered Ba'alav Imo. Look at Rashi. Imtim Seyed Omar. No, Rashi doesn't talk. That's fine. That's just the Girsa. Kemara continues. Imtim, so therefore, according to that side, the question is, when you went from a socher to a shoel, now there the liability of a shoel is much more. The shoel is chayav on more things, chayav on onus. So do I say a different item? Therefore, you cannot connect the sheela to the sekirut. Or do I say, well, in certain things they are similar. In Girevav Aveda, they are similar. So therefore, I consider this similar than everything, and therefore it's considered like an extension to it, and therefore it's considered be'alim. Now, Ibtum Sid Omar, if you want to say, Lo Amrina Keman de Shaykha b'miksat, Keman de Shaykha b'kuladame, if you want to push it, this question to Humrah, and you're going to say that, you don't say since they're equal in certain things, they're equal in all the things, and therefore you're going to tell me if you went from a socher to a shoel, it's not considered ba'alav emo. Because Ba'alman the shoel has a higher liability. If you want to push it, that question to Humrah, She'ela b'ba'alim, V'sechara shelo beba'alim V'chazar v'sha'ala mahu. The guy became a shoel, a socher, and then a shoel. But he went back to the original liability. So therefore, you could argue, let's talk outside, you could say, well, the final shoel and the first shoel, it's the same liability. So therefore, since the first shoel was ba'alav immo, that's okay, ba'alav emo. Even though the last shoel was not ba'alav emo, doing work, but it all goes from the original thing. Because again, get the rule. The only time the guy's patur with ba'alav emo is if at the time of the she'ela, he hired the ba'alim with him. So if I look at as the final she'ela is connected to the original she'ela, because it's equal liability, so I say, okay, good. Therefore, it's considered ba'alav emo. Therefore, be patur. Or these sechirut broke it up in between.
So that's the she'ela. Gemara says, Mau, hadar atyala she'ela leduchta. Do I say that the she'ela went back to its original place, and therefore, the same liability from beginning to the end, therefore it's considered all an extension from the beginning. Odilma afsekela sechirut bene ubene. Or do I say, now the sechirut broke it up in between. So therefore, it could be, you don't look at it that way. So let's just read clarification to this question. She'ela, schirut, again, she'ela beba'alim, then you had schirut, and then you had she'ela shelo beba'alim. So the two sides are, does the she'ela go back to its original place, or do you say the schirut interrupts it? So he says there, ilu sha'al vechazar v'sha'al, if the guy was sho'el, and then when the she'ela beba'alim finished, he just re-sho'eled again, there's no she'ela, the barur, shegam ha'she'ela sheliya hayta hashva she'ela beba'alim. For sure it goes back to the original she'ela, because it's the same liability. But now, since there's a rental in between the two she'elot, v'niftar bintayim machriyut onsim. There is a change in the onsim factor. Sechirut is patur, and onsim mistapeket the gemara, ima sechirut shebintayim mafseket ben she'elot. Does it break the she'elot? V'danim lomar shekala kenyan she'elot. So we say the she'elah rishon is finished. V'chayuv ha'chaliut shel she'elah she'elot is a new item. It's a kenyan hadash. Therefore, it's not considered bebe'alim. Or do you say, no, she'elah, she'elah. I don't care what happens in between. Good. Now.
Inshallah, rental should be the same.
Now, lecha'ora, you have to say, and this is the answer to a question that was bothering me. What do you mean? We already were poshet. If you go from she'elah to sechirut, for geneva ve'aveda, since it's the same, so therefore, for sure, it's considered a continuation. The question of it, so what's the question of it? You went from she'elah to sechirut to she'elah. So what, even you went from she'elah to sechirut is considered a continuation. So it's not going to be worse if you went she'elah sechirut to she'elah. Yeah, that's if you're looking for geneva ve'aveda. But we're discussing onis, which means if now something, if but now in the second she'elah, right, onis happens. So if you say onis bebe'alim, if you consider the onis are there, patur. But if you consider not, then he's going to be hayav. Now the sechirut broke the onis factor of it. Because sechirut, he's patur in onis. So till before the question was, she'elah the sechirut, and what happened? By the socher, it got stolen. Okay, so if it's sugar, so nothing changed. By the she'elah, you would also be hayav v'geneva, and now sechirut hayav v'geneva. It's just a continuation from the original ba'alav and more you be patur. Here we're discussing when you have a she'elah sechirut she'elah, and by the second she'elah, onis took place. Oh, but onis took place, the sechirut now could have broken it, because in sechirut you're not hayav and onis. So that's the gemara's she'elah over here. Or do you say, bottom line, it went back to the original item that it was, and therefore, since the original she'elah was a ba'alim, the second she'elah was a ba'alim, and therefore, be patur. That's the way the gemara's going. The gemara's question is on the onis side. Very good. Comes the gemara and says, now the reverse side, sechara be'ba'alim. You started with sechirut, v'she'ala, then you became a bar which upgrades your obligations, v'hazar v'sachra, and then you became a socher again. So you have sechirut be'ba'alim, she'ela in the middle, sechirut at the end. Mau, mi'amlinan at yalu sechirut leduchta. Again, do you say sechirut goes back to its original place? Od dilma afseke la she'ela beni. Or do you say that the she'ela is mafsik? The Gemara says on these answers, tiku. Now, according to this last question, we have to understand it as well. This last question was what? Sechirut bebe'alim. Okay, sechirut is hayav in geneva ve'aveda. Okay, now you have she'ela. She'ela already brings it back to even onus. Okay? Now what happened? You have schirut. Now obviously you have to say geneva ve'aveda took place. So the chaura, if geneva ve'aveda took place, why shouldn't it be a continuation? You have geneva ve'aveda throughout. So the chaura, what's this last question? Which means, if you're going to tell me that the last schirut was onus, he's patur anyway, but onus. So I don't need ba'alav emor to be patur, but onus. So you have to say schirut, that means hayav geneva ve'aveda. Right? She'elah, he's still hayav geneva ve'aveda. That didn't change. And sechirut, is hayav v'geneva ve'aveda. I mean, yes, hayav v'geneva. And what? Be'alav Imo is trying to be poter. Why should this even be a question? Ginevav Avedah was throughout. So therefore the Chavret should revert back to the original Sikru. What's this Gemara's last quandary?
Honest,
so,
honest,
no, but honest doesn't matter. If it's honest, by the last Sikru it's patur anyway. I don't need Be'alav Imo to poter him. In the last chinut, I don't need Ba'alav Imo, honest is honest. So, Ba'alim doesn't do anything for honest. I don't need Ba'alim for honest. So, for chinut, it does. No, chinut. Ba'alim always is poter. It's poter is shoed, it's poter. All the shumni Ba'alav. That's not the question. My question is, what's this last quandary? So he says, Shuv et Tosafot, Shekeman shanu omdim akshan ba'anahat she'ela b'schinut, lo shaykha, haren nimsa she'ela she'be'emsa hayta shelo be'alim, ואם כן, איך אפשר לעשות שכרות שערי תעשב שכרות בבעלים? תעשב ששת הדת השיעי, לא משהו שאלה שבתאים חשבי קשר שלו בבעלים, אלא עניין אחריות אונסים בלבד. אבל עדיין היא חשבי קשר בבעלים לעניין אחריות גריבה ועבדה. כן יש לומר שאינה מפסקת בין שתי השכריות. Okay, but what's the שאלה? I don't understand why.
They just were testing out all the options.
Oh, the other way. You have to say that since... Sikhirut was having in a Vavavedah, but Ba'alav Imo, because he hired him when a Ba'alav, so he's Batur. Now you went to a Shoel, when you go to a Shoel now, you're going to be Hayav in Onsin, which a Sikhir is not. So it could be that breaks the original Sikhirut. And since it breaks the original Sikhirut, because you have a higher liability, now when you become a Sikhir again, it's a new item. And if it's like considered going back to the original, therefore it's like considered Ba'alav Imo. Or do you say no? That even though the she'elah is in between, we look at where you started with, and what I am now, I'm the same liability, and therefore you're going to be patur as Ba'alav Imo. These are the questions that the Gemara has, and the Gemara leaves it in a tiku. Baruch Hashem, Amen.